And the Eidim know that the loan first took place in Tammuz. Now we don't know, is this the Tammuz before Kislev, and then the Shtar Mucher, or this is the Kislev after the Tammuz, and therefore it's a Shtar Mukim. So we would not know whether the Shtar is kosher or not, just the fact it says the third year of Tammuz. When the king really first started off his kingdom, and Lafna not going to be able to tell in Tammuz Kaidma Kislev, was this Tammuz before Kislev? In Kislev, or the Kislev was before Tammuz? If Shinosa Maschelis, if this year the king started between Tammuz and Kislev, Ninsa Kislev Kaidma Tammuz. V'chol Shinosa, v'shtar, there'll be a shtar muktam, shtar will be possible. V'yamomad ben Kislev, whatever if the king was first appointed between Kislev and Tammuz, Shlachar, afterwards Ninsa Tammuz Kaidma, then Tammuz was before Kislev. So we will know whether the shtar is muktim or shtar mukhar. Therefore, the yachshiv now shekavu nisin Rosh Hashanah. Now the Chazal was kaveya, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called the new year, the new start of the second year, the third year of the king. Then we know for sure that Tammuz was before Kislev. So Kislev, because the purpose of shtarais, of his man in the shtar, we have to be kaveya to know exactly when the king's year is over. So it says now the third year, fourth year, fifth year, we know exactly what month we're talking about, what was before this, what was after this. So this is the ratio, the mishnah, that the four Rosh Hashanim, and the first one is Echad ben Nisan. So Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim and Lugolim. So we're talking about now Lemlochim. Let's see the Bryce now. The Gemara goes by to Tan Rabban, went to the Bryce like this. Melech she'omad b'esrim v'tisha b'adar. If they appointed a king the last day of the year, the 29th day of Adar, that's when they appointed the king. So Lachar is again a Jewish king, Melech Yisrael. Kivat Shigiach, when he comes the next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of Nisan, also Lashon is called like he was the king for a full year already. We're starting now, the beginning of the second year. Let's say a king was first appointed to be a king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the Mishnah, then the Brisa says, "Ein moinin loy shana ad shigia Nisan acha." The first count at the end of the year when it comes to next year Nisan. In other words, you have to wait a full year. He was appointed to be the king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's a locha for a full year. It's called the first year, and the next year Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that starts the second year. Rashi says also Lashana Kalaimar, Kol Saloshnas, the year is up. When we have to now, mightily we have to count the second year. This is what the Brisa says. Amaman, now more explains the Brisa. And what we just say, that Melech Shama B'Yesim V'Tisha B'Ad, his first appointed to be king, the 29th day of Adar, Kiv and Shkia Echon, this comes next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also Lashana Silak is king for a full year, to write a Shtar now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year of the Melech. So Morris says, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? On the days, HaKamash, the Mishnah is teaching us now that the Nisan, the Brisa is teaching us that the Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim, like it says now in Mishnah. And so I, the Mishnah, who needs the Brisa? Usually a Brisa adds on something to a Mishnah. Here it says, it's adding, yes, that the Yemechad Bashonah Choshev Shonah. It's enough to have one day of last year, this Chof test of Adar. So he was appointed then as the king for one day the last year. That's enough to be considered next year starts a new year. The next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that starts already the second year of his kingdom. Rashi says, "My kamashman leigasin el around all kamashmanon that Nisan Roshanam lochim." Then the Brisa says, "Bim loy omad el abiechu Nisan." They first appointed him on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be the king. Then in Moin Lashon, when is his year up? When do we start the second year? Achigia Nisanach. When comes the second year, next time, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the Moab Shita of Adam, we first started this year Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the year is not up until the next year Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Lasricha, the Chiddush of the Brisa is, the Imni Olay, like they voted him in already. Even though they didn't make the actual ceremony of appointing him to be the king, but they know that they're going to appoint him to be the king. They put like a vote already. He was voted in already. The Yimnu Lei from Kodesh Adar before. So Ma'atatem, I would have thought to say, Nimnu Lei Tartin Shonin, since he was voted in already on Rosh from the beginning of Adar, now when it comes to Kodesh Nisan, it's called like a second year. Kamashla know that just the fact that they voted him in doesn't mean anything.
And therefore, since he wasn't appointed yet to be the Melech,
his year first starts in Rosh Chodesh Nisan and ends at the end by the next Chodesh Nisan. That's called the beginning of the second year. Tana Rabban, what's in a brisa like this? What's going to be Meis be Adar? Let's say the Melech dies in Adar, the last month of the year. The Omad Achatachta, they appoint another king. Not some voted him in, but the Mamish appointed him in Adar. Tachta Bada. So Lachari is Moinin Shad. This past year, you have a right to count according to either king. Moinin Shad Ulazeh Ulazeh. This past year is called the fifth year of this last king and the first year of the new king. Rashi says Lazeh Ulazeh means Habo Lichtav Shtar Ba'Adar. Somebody wants a Shtar and wants to write up a Shtar in Adar. After Liyacha Shomer Hashem, you have to appoint the second one. Simrotza Lichtav Bishtar Bishnas Ploini Lemelech Shemes. He wants to write this is the fifth year of the king that died. Kaisev, because he was alive that year goes after him. Vimrotza Kaisev Bishon Rishon Lemelech Ploini Shomad. If he wants to write, this was the first year of the new king. That since the new king is a king already, even though it's only the last month of the year, that's called like he was the king for the whole year. What's going to be Nais Benisan? The king first died in Nisan. The Yom Adachatata, they appointed another king, Benisan, in Chodesh Nisan. So, Lachor is now this new year, Meinin Shon Elizel Ezer. You could count this new year for either one of the kings. Either this was the seventh year of the last king, or else this is the first year of the new king. What's going to be Beis Badr? The old king dies in the last month in Adar. The Yom Adachatata, the first appoint another king, Benisan, the next month in Chodesh Nisan. Lachar is then Poshid, Mainim Rishon Rishon, the first year goes after the first king. Oshniya, the second year, after Chodesh Nisim, Lashana goes according to the second king, the Chorus Pshita. Samar says, Amamar, let's explain this Bryce. Now, what's the Chidushim of this Bryce? Amamar, what we just learned before, that Neis be Adar, if the king dies in Chodesh Adar, Vyomadak Tata, they appoint another king in Chodesh Adar Badar. So then this full year can be considered either after each king, either one of them. Meinim Shon Lezeh Lezeh, if you want to count the seventh year from the first king, the first year to the new king. For the Mar Pshita, why not? They're both the king that year. Samar says, Matatem, I would have thought to say, maybe Shosa Levei Trei Leminyonim. We don't count one year according to two kings. Maybe we don't have a choice. That's going to take away the Cheshbon. We won't remember what year it is. And maybe each year only has one king, you can't use two kings for the year. Kamashmala know that since there were two kings appointed this year, you can go according to each king that you want. Then it says, Meis Benisin V'yomadach Atachta Benisin. The first king died in Nisan, they appoint the second one in Nisan. So it says again that this new coming year, you have your choice. Meinin Shon Lezeh Lezeh, you have a choice to count either according to the first king or according to the second king. So again, the Gemara says, Pshita, we already learned that you could have one year for two kings. So Pshita, that'll be the same Malach here also. What do you have to repeat ourself? Samara says, no, Matatem, I would have thought to say, Ki Amrinim, when do we say this Chiddush, that Yei Mechad Bashon Echoshev Shona, that one day, even though you're only king for one day of the year, it's still like you're king the whole year, and therefore if they appointed the new king, let's say Chof Tes Adar, that all past year could go after him, that's only maybe B'Saif Shona, like you said, 29th day of Adar, the last day of the year, and that's considered like the whole year. The last day is Choshev, like all year. But maybe Ava B'Tchila Shona, and maybe the beginning of the year, B'Tchila Shona, Layamrinan, like here where the old king lived until Chodesh Nisan, and he was Nifpasen Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what I thought to say, since he's only alive one day of the year, maybe we can't count this year after his reign. Maybe one day at the beginning is not Choshev, it's only the beginning of the year yet, it's not Choshev yet, like Yer Kamashvila know, that even the first day of the year also is considered like a full year. And therefore, if it was nice even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, since he lived this day of Rosh Chodesh, we have a right to use him for this whole coming year. If we want to say this was the seventh year of King the Melech Shleimah, let's say. What's going to be Neis Ba'Adar, V'yom Adach Atachta the Nisan? So it says, Pasha, that Moinu Rishon L'Rishon, the first year goes after the first king. Oshniya, the second year goes after Shein, the second king. For the Mavshita of Adar, that's it. Like each one lived in that year. So you don't have two kings in one year. Pshit, each one has its year. So what's the Chiddush here? So Gemara says, Letzricha, the Chiddush is like this. What is the Chiddush? Letzricha, the Imni Olei Mi'Adar. That after the first king died in Adar, they elected another king. They didn't appoint him yet, but they elected him, they voted for him in Adar. Even though he had the Chiddush before already, that's not enough. But here the Chiddush is of Melech ben Melech, that his new king now is the son of the first king. And so mother time I would have thought to say that since there are two Milas here, that they already voted him in, and he's the ben Melech, maybe Nimnalei Tartin Shonin, it's as if he was appointed a king already. And after Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called like a second year of being a king, Kamashma nothing doing. The Maisi wasn't appointed yet, anointed yet, till after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore his reign first starts the second year, not the first year. It's not called the second year, it's only called the beginning of his first year. Rashi Mais ben Nisan v'yomad achatach de benitzin. Vua din Rashi says, im omad bi'echo mikol ha-chadoshim. The second was appointed any one of the next month, ad until the next Nisan Abur. Verotzel limnois, and you want to count now b'chol ha-shtaris, she'yichtavu, that's written this year, mishomad ha-sheni, leminyin sh'naisrish, and you want to still count, this is the 10th year of the first king, moina, verotzel, because of once the Kuwait, b'shad is the first year. Verotzel, b'shona, rishayna, lemelech shomad. Now, Shni L'Sheni, Rashi says, Abol Lichtoiv Misham, as if they appoint the second king, La'yim Neshona Shni L'Melech Shemes, shouldn't say the second year after the king that died, Shein Shona Zushla, the second year has nothing to do with the first king, because he died before Chodesh Nisan. For La'yim Na Esa Rishon L'Sheni, you don't count the first year, you count the second king. Rashi Shona Shemabo Shniya, Ela Shniya Zu Rishon L'Sheni. This year is the first year of the second king. Rashi says, "Shoslu v'tzvelu v'tzrei l'minyonin mishenich nazbo melech shemeis afilu yemechad." As long as the king lived, already one day of the year. I would also have to say it's kavei. Now this year is after him. Is lo yichtavu? It's not right. Kol shanazu v'shtar l'miny melech oimid. You don't count after the second king. El melech meis. You always go after the king that was meis. I would have thought to say, "Kamashma no." That one year could go after two kings. The Saif Shana Kagain Melech Aimid the Adir. So Kol Saloy Shana Kishiyat Sadir Vichoshav Lo Yaim Shiv Saif Shana Zu Kishana Shleima. Maybe only then we say it's like a whole year. The end of the year. The end of the year is Mochoshav. Mashenke in Avayamech Betchila Shana Lo Yechshav Lo Yamech. We don't consider that to be a Yamech of a Shana. Lo Yechdevu Shtar Shana Zu Lishmei Mishemesa, what I thought to say. Kamashmalon, yes, even the beginning year is also national like a whole year. Vice at the end of the year is more of a choshev, that could be mashtem though year. The Baal Musa say the last day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, it's choshev like though year. He's supposed to daven good to tshuva then, it helps for the whole year. So Kamashmalon, labdavka, the last day, he would in the first day also have this choshevus. Now the second case is a melech ben melech, who's at Rashi? The Mishumai, the first chiddush that he was appointed already, was that he was elected already, that we learned before. The Mishum Dim no lay, well yes, that alone we don't need the Kiddush to say we don't count it. Lashminim Deshaminim Deshaminim, we heard that from the Rasha. Elahashta Adika Tarting. Now that there are two Milas now, I would have thought to say considered like he was a king already from Adar, and Nisan is called the second year. Nim no lay Mikamaisa, count this first year, last year, why? Kamash Malon, that we don't consider it even though there are two Milas. But with time, what's the Mila being a Ben Melech? Fishal Malchus Yerushi. Malchus goes down Bateras Yerushi, inherits his son if he's fit to be a king. The Chassidus says the Pasuk in the Devarim, Haman Yaruch Yomam Malachto Yu Yabonov. Mash, whenever the son is fit, there's an Indian to let the son take after the father. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechinon, Minayin Lemelochim, Shein Moinen Lehem Elim Nisim. Because the Mishnah now to say this Chiddush, that the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is Chodesh Nisan. So Mar brings down a pasuk in Malachim, Shenemer, it says in Malachim, by Shlomo Melech, says, Vayhi, and it was, Bishmoinim Shana V'yab B'nei Shana. It was 480 years from Litzeis B'nei Yisro Meretz Mitzrayim, from the time Klai Yisro went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, Bishana Revius, on the fourth year of the kingdom of Shlomo, Bishana Revius, Bachoydisiv, that's the second month of Iyar. Hu achoydish Hasheni lemelech Shleimai. That was the second month of Shleimai Melech's kingdom, Al Yisrael. So it says now is the fourth year, the second month of the kingdom of Shleimai Melech. Now, when do we start counting this year, the fourth year, when do we start counting it? It says in this pasuk here, it says, Mitzias Mitzrayim. So So Makish Malchus Shloimeh Liyitzias Mitzrayim. So Mashbet, the Malchus Shloimeh starts at the same time that we start counting from the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the same month. So my Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like Yitzias Mitzrayim, we start counting Pshita when they went out from Chodesh Nisan and Nisan. Yizav Malchus Shloimeh, Huadin, Melech Yisrael, when do we start counting? When is this first year up? To start counting the second year, and that's Menisim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's how Mishnah knows to say that Rosh Hashanah Limlochim is Nisan. Now the Gemara Stakasha, V'yitzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minolon, the Menisim. How do we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim itself we count from Nisan? Dilma, maybe we count it from Tishrei. So always the famous Machlekes, when was the world created? Was it in Nisan or was it in Tishrei? So maybe you count Yitzias Mitzrayim also from Tishrei. Snor says, Loisakabah, don't think that way. Tirsiv, it says the Pasuk in Chumish, Vayal Aaron HaKoyin El Harahor, Al Pi Hashem Vayomashom. That was the year that Aaron was mace. He went up to the mountain Harahar. And when was this? This was Vishnas HaBoyim, the 40th year of Litzeis B'nei Yisom Yamasov, the time Christ went out of Mitzrayim. Pachodesh HaChemish was the fifth month from Nisim, which is Av. That's when Aaron was mace on Rosh Chodesh Av. V'yechad HaChosh on Rosh Chodesh Av. So it says here that Aaron was mace on the 40th year of Yitzias, from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And when was that? That was on Chodesh Av. Another pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael, it says in Devarim, V'yihi b'yaboyim shon, was after 40 years, and we're assuming the darshness means from Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, it doesn't say it here. V'yashta yos HaChodesh, 11th month of the year, which is Shvat. V'yechad HaChosh on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It says here that Diba Moshe, Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael. Now it says in both these psukim 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's the kasha? How do you have that? If you tell me now Tishrei was like the new year, so it should be 41 years. Because the question is, Midikoyi B'Av, Aaron's Misa happened first in Av. The corollary, what is it called? It's called Shinas Aboyim, the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'Koyi B'Shvat, and Moshe later, 6 months later, spoke to Klai Yisrael in Chodesh Shvat, which was after Chodesh Tishrei, and still is called the Korle Shnas Aboyim, the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nechlal, if so, we see, when do we start counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Nechlal, the Rosh Hashanah is Lav Tishrei, it's not called Tishrei, because it would have been counting from Tishrei. So now when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael in Chodesh Shvat, which was after Tishrei, should have been the 41st year. Hakam says only the 40th year. Elamai, it's a riot to say that we start counting Tzias Mitzrayim from Chodesh Nisan. Therefore Nisan, the 40th year, so after Nisan comes Av, and after Av comes Shvat, it's all still part of the 40th year, as good way both psukim say, 40th year from Tzias Mitzrayim. Let's see, Rashi, Bechodesh Ziv, who ear, can the forest cross the second month from Nisan, the Chodesh Hashem, even the Kamon, Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, let's say the Minyan HaChadoshim. That's called the first month, and the second month is here. The Melech Shloimeh Yal Yisrael, Ashona Revi, it's called the fourth year, who may cry in Misurusu, means Vishona Revi, it's the fourth year, the Melech Shloimeh Yal Yisrael, Bachoy de Ziv, in the second month, who are Chodesh Hasheni. Hachinam Yixiv Kru Acherin, Lekamon, Vyochol Livnois, Bachodesh Hasheni, Shnas Hashnein, Abon Malchus. Now, Makis Malchus Shloimeh, Linyin, Minyin Ashonim, Litzias Mitzrayim, Shreya Mikra Zeh Mona Shonazu Shnas Dard Meos or Shemayin Litzias Mitzrayim or Vishnas Abola Melech Shloimeh, all in the same Pasuk Mashma, the fourth year of Melech Shloimeh is the same beginning as counting Litzias Mitzrayim. So my Litzias Mitzrayim the Trashim Minyan Hashonim, the count of the years Shemayin Lo Maschilim Minisim, because Pasha that's when Litzias Mitzrayim took place, is Av Malchus Shloimeh Minisim. Question is, who said Yitzias Mitzrayim starts from Nisan? Maybe it starts from Tishrei. I mean, Tishrei. Alpha Pisha Yos, even though Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, but maybe Mishagia Tishrei, when it comes Chodesh Tishrei, Kordas called the first year is up. Korla Shonah, who started on the second year. Lefisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lisholim. It says now Mishter, Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for Shonim. Hanim Lu Bria Salem, because counting from the beginning of the Bria Salem. For I didn't, maybe, why didn't Yitzias Mitzrayim also starts from Tishrei? Then we bring a pasuk here, that can't be, because it says in Av, and it says in Shvat, is both the same year, 40th year. Because if Tishrei would have been Rosh Hashanah, it would have been, Shvat should have been the 41st year. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. The first pasuk by Aaron says clearly 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, but the second pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, Bimayu says that was the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They had to bring a raya that Rosh Chodesh, you counted from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Dilma, maybe the second pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, Taka was a year later, maybe where you count from Tishrei, and Shvat is after Tishrei, so it was the 41st year. So I'll just say the 40th year for him. Maybe they were counting La Komis HaMishnah took place in the second year. So how do you know to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was also counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to bring the Raya? Samura says yes, Kedi Yomar, but Papa says Shinas Esrim, Shinas Esrim is Zereshova. See later on the Mordach Gimel Mabeis, he learns like Zereshova Esrim Esrim. His Hochinam at Yisub Sukkim by Moshe Rabbeinu and by Aaron, it says Shinas Aboyim, Shinas Aboyim, it says Aboyim both. Both places are Zereshova. That Ma'akan, just like the Aaron, means 40 years of clearly from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Afkan, but Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klai Sol, is Afkan Yetzias Mitzrayim. But my friend, the Gemara, so therefore that's the proof that we count from Nisan and not from Tishrei. My friend, the Gemara, still, how do I know to say the Ma'isa Diav Kodim? How do I know to say that the first Pesach of Aaron's Misa, that was said first? And then we have a ride that later in Shvat is still called the same year. Dilma, maybe there's no Raya, maybe Maisa the Shvat Kodim. First happened that Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael. And then later happened the Maisa with Aaron's Misa. So maybe, even though you count from Tishrei, but you start counting Shvat first, and then Av is before Tishrei. Samar says, Loi Sakadai, don't think this way. The Chassidus says clearly that Achrei HaKoisi HaSichon, when did Moshe talk to Klai Yisrael? After he killed out Sichon. Now the first pasuk of Mises Aaron, v'chiznach nashim, when Aaron was mace, akati ebesichin kayim, sichin was still a melech, still alive. So obviously the first pasuk that says in Av, that came first, and then Aaron, when he was mace, melasichin was still alive. And for us later in Shvat, by that time, that's the melasichin was mace already, when Moshe spoke up. So you see clearly that Mises Aaron was first, and there was a Sichayim, and there we have a Raya that we count from Chodesh Nisan, not from Chodesh Tishrei. Let's see the last Rashi. Dilma Lakamas HaMishkan, Shoye B'Shnas HaShem, that was the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dilma Rapopo Lekamei, Shinas Esrim, Shinas Esrim, Zereshova. Rashi says, Rapopo Kuloi Shinas, Sheva Posik. All the words of Shinas doesn't have Posik. Tetzrichi Lumi Zemezev, learn one from the other. Kula Gomla Rapapa Marab Rapapa learned all these things from his Rebbe, Lilmai Sosam and Amafurish, Ayyidei Din Zereshov. I say, learn how to Zereshov, he's the Makabalist from his Rebbe. Mashmoni Kabachoim, you can make a Minasvara by yourself. Zereshov, you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. Dilman Marathakashi now, maybe Maisa Dishvat Kodim, or Vetishrish Lafonov Nichnaso Shinas Aboyim, so there wouldn't be any Rayim. So Mara says, no, that can't be. Because it says Achra Kaisi Asichoin, and that time the Chinach Nashimor says the Chinach Nashim the Aaron Hakati of Asichin Kain. When Aaron was Meis Enav, Sichin was still alive. Trashi, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it says Achra Kaisi Asichoin. Nema, but that says the Mishnah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, so that Vada happened after the Meisa of Aaron, and therefore Shabbat here was after the Av. And therefore, if Tishrei would have been the new Rosh Hashanah, it would have been a different year. This is the Raya to say that the new year starts by Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, Av, which is after Nisan, then the following Shvat is still the same year, still called 40 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, the Chassid, it says, Navgimon Aleph, says, Vayishma Knani Melech Arod, that the Melech Knan heard. The question is, Mashmu Shama, what did he hear? Shami heard that Shemais Aaron, that Aaron was Mace. And therefore, what happened was, when the Stalka Nani covered, the Nani covered went away, Klai Yisrael had the Nani covered, because Aaron in the Midbar, when Aaron was mace, they lost the Nani covered, even though they got it back again, because Moshe Rabbeinu, but that time it went away because of Mises Aaron, who Kisava, the Goyim thought then, that Nitnu Rishus Elochim Yisrael, that the Goyim have right now to fight against Klai Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk says, that Vayiro Koleido Tigov Aaron. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.